Fantastic. Welcome back. So we're talking about how to publish a book in 60 days or less that people want to buy, making it a bestseller. So in part one of this call, we talked about basically starting with an idea of what you'd like to write a book about and then making sure that it's something that people want to buy. And obviously... You know, if they don't want to buy it, you won't sell any copies, and it's fine if you want to write a book for yourself, just for fun. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to write a book just for you, then write a book just for you, get it out of the way, and then go back to this again and start writing books that help other people, you know. So I'm just saying this because a lot of the time it's very difficult for most people, myself included, to just write a book that actually helps someone right away. Normally we're just me, and that's all right. But we need to kind of get over that and actually start helping other human beings. That's what service is about. That's where we actually make a difference in people's lives, and that's also where you get paid. So part one, we talked about preparing by finding out what people want help with, you know, make sure there's a market for it, make sure that come up with some title ideas that are about solving people's problems, you know, like how to overcome depression, you know, how to free yourself from anxiety in 3 steps. Or I saw a book from a friend of mine, 3 steps for better sleep for entrepreneurs. Yeah, simple. Yeah, titles that solve someone's problem. Because remember, self-help is about solving problems. And you make sure that there's actually a need for this book. There's other books similar to this that people are buying. And then you come up with some ideas about how you could help them out. Like what kind of content could go in your book that would serve someone and solve their problem. So part one, preparation, is about making sure that it's a book people want, to make sure it's something you're interested in. Obviously, you need to obviously have some skills here to help them, and coming up with some basic ideas and basic titles and basic steps. Then stage two is about producing, writing your best book ever. This is where you create an outline, you create a blueprint, you know, for what's going to go into the book, what steps is going to go in there, what's going to go in each chapter. It's just like big picture bullet points. Then you write your shitty first draft. Then you write your, let it incubate. Then you start with your second round for the reader. And then you have your published ready book. Add the front matter, back matter, you know, contents page about the author. And any links to a mailing list. So at this point, you will have basically written a book. Hooray. Round of applause. You know, and yeah, there's a bit of a mission here to do this. But if you do it step by step, like I've said in the last call, you will be able to write a book from start to finish. And again, you know, I can talk to you in more detail about each of these steps if need be. Now let's move on to prime. Step three, prime. This is where you get your book ready to be published. So if you're self-publishing, once you've written the book and it's edited and it's ready to go, then what you need to do is get some reviews for your book, set the formatting right so that you're actually formatting it for Kindle, for example. Amazon Kindle has a particular format, you know, like you have Word files, you have PDF files, and then there's something called .mobi file, which is a special format file for Kindle. Amazon doesn't want you just to send them a Word file, they want to have it in their particular formats, right? We'll talk about this more in detail, but overall priming is basically getting it all ready so you can press publish and actually get it up there and people can buy it. Yeah, so we're getting it primed, getting it ready. So first thing to do is, just once you've written your book, is send it to some people who you know for reviews. Okay, so just send them a PDF version. You just save as PDF. And email a bunch of friends or readers on your mailing list just so that they can get some reviews ready for you, which they can then post on Amazon or wherever it's going as soon as it's published. So you're just getting that going. You could also at this point get your book edited, final edit. You know, you might need to you might not have already edited it at this point, so you can send it to a professional editor, just have them go through it, make sure that everything's just spot on. You can also get expert reviews. You can make a list of, you know, 10 to 20 celebrities, authors, reviewers, people who have some kind of, you know, punch to them, you know, people who are or better than you or a higher level than you or have some impact. So if you have other people saying your book is the best ever, then you can use that in your description of your book. You can use that in your promotion of your book. So you can think about, are there any other people? And send them a copy of your book, see if you get anything back from it. That's often a wonderful thing to do. So once you've done that, and by the way, this is all easy stuff here. Send it to an editor. You know, they take care of it. Send it to some experts. Find out who they are and email them. You know, you can go onto people's websites and you click contact. You can just send them a little message. It says, I love your work. I thought you would be great if you could, you know, leave me a little review for my book if you like. I'd be really happy about it. Some of them will say yes. So once you've got your edited book back, then you can compile your book, get your book ready for Kindle. Yeah. So each of these different platforms, Amazon, iBooks, Barnes & Noble, Nook, there's tons of different little book, ebook publishers. They all have their different formats. And each one of these websites has a, you know, a guide on how to do that. You know, I can tell you more about that another time, but it's pretty straightforward. It's basically, you know, you look at it and it's like a step one, save as this format. Step two, ding, ding, ding. If you follow the format, then you know, it's not really that. It seems like it's this terrible, daunting thing. And realistically, it's something that takes a couple hours at the most to do, and the job is done. And you want to check, make sure that it looks good in the right format. And there's ways to do that. So what you're ending up with is, here's your final file. This is what people are going to see. Does it look good? Is it set up properly? It's not that hard to do. It just takes a couple hours and just go through step by step. Save as this format. Make sure the headers are all the same size. Make sure the main text is the same. So this is just like getting it ready to publish on Amazon. And I recommend you just use Kindle, really, because Kindle is something like 80% of all ebooks are published on Kindle. So you might as well just publish on Kindle at this point. That's why I do. That's what most people recommend. Then you've got one platform, you just set it up for Kindle, and there you go. So once you've done that, you've got a file that's ready to be uploaded to Amazon. Okay, it's called an .mobi file. And like I said, it's pretty easy to set up. Then what Amazon asks you to do is put your categories in, put your book in a category. So if you imagine, if you went into a bookstore, physical bookstore, you would find like there's this sort of science fiction section, there's the self-help section, there's the photography section, there's the like religion section, there's the science in metaphysics, and you know, there's different sections, different shelves in a bookshop. Amazon has the same thing. They call it categories. So you want to think, where does your book fit? What kind of book is it? So if you're writing a book about yoga, then it might be about, you know, health/health and fitness/yoga. They there's a section in Amazon that you'll see that they have this long list, and you pick where you want your book to go. So just think, you know, where is your ideal reader? What makes sense for your book? Look at books similar to you and look at what their categories are, okay? So if you find five books that are like yours, just look at them and you can see what categories are they in, and you can choose what yours goes in. There's very, very, literally all it is like you click a button and it says where do you want your book to go, and you have two categories and you can pick them. And bear in mind, you can change the category later, it's fine, you know. Ideal thing here, now this is a little bit technical but it's important. Ideal thing is to dominate a big category, like for example self-help, big one, like a meta category, and then have a small one, like an obscure category, like self-help slash, you know, they have smaller categories within the categories, like little shelves within the shelf. So it might be self-help, meditation, alternative health, spirituality, meditation, something like, there's sub categories. If you get into a really obscure little subcategory, you can become number one in that subcategory pretty easily without selling many books, because there's just such a small thing. You know, if you imagine in a physical shop, there might be one category that's like got seven books in it. And yours can be the biggest book, and they could promote your book. But if you have this huge category with thousands and thousands and thousands of books, it kind of gets lost. So you have two choices in categories. Pick one that's a big top level category, like self-help slash spirituality, and then pick one that's much, much smaller, so that you can become number one in that very, very, very easily. And to become number one in these little categories, you sometimes only need to sell like three or four books a day, or five books a day or something. You know, it doesn't take much to get there. Once you've done picture categories, then you want to write a description that describes your book. Because if you go onto Amazon.com and you look at books, what have you got? You've got a cover, we'll talk about that. You've got the title, yeah, then you've got the description about the book, and then you've got the categories. They're the things that you have to play with. So you've got the title already, and you can always change that later if you want. You can actually totally change your title if you want, and you can change your cover as well. The good thing about self-publishing is you can change titles, covers, and descriptions and categories and the book whenever you want. So this is really good news. So you could start with something and you could decide a month later, you know what, I'm just going to change the title, I'm going to change the cover, I'm going to change the description, and you might sell far more books, you see. That's good news, because then you're not trapped, you know. So do the best you can to start with, but at the same time realize that you can change it if you want. So in your description, here is how you do your description. The description of the book basically needs to describe clearly the pain relief. Because remember, people are only interested in pain relief. Yeah, fiction books are about distraction. They're about taking people on a journey. They're about removing them from their pain through distraction. Self-help books are kind of the opposite of that. They're making people look at their pain and solve their problems directly. So fiction is kind of fantasy world away from pain, generally speaking, and self-help is about solving someone's problem. So your book description, ideally, will clearly tell people, this is how this book solves your problem. So get the results, benefits, and bullets clear. You know, this, if you have a headache, this is the ultimate migraine headache relief book. If you're having migraine headaches and they're screwing up your life in all these different ways, this book's going to get rid of all those problems for you in 20 days. And you're going to feel like this, 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 and this. If you want to get a little bit more ninja about your book description, then you'll think about keywords. Keywords, what a keyword is you know, if you've noticed, like, typed anything in Google, I'm sure you've typed searches in Google millions of times. What's happening when you do that? That you're typing in words, and Google is showing you results that they think are going to be relevant to your words. So the words you type in Google, let's say you type in migraine headache, or, you know, how to overcome depression, or how to publish a book, or whatever you write in Google, they're all keywords, and you press how to do this, or whatever it is, and you get all these results that come up. And basically, if you have words that people are searching in your description, then more people will find your book. I mean, it's pretty obvious, really. So, but, you know, we have to think about this and actually put it in there. So, like, for example, if you have a book about migraine headaches, and you were to write, if your book title is the same as what people are typing in, that's really good news. So let's say, for example, I'll just backtrack here for a second. There's a tool, keywords is a bit of a topic here, I'm just going to go through it quickly for you. Google AdWords, you can write that down. Google AdWords is how do you promote ads on using Google. If you've seen Google ads, those ads at the top of the page or the side, that people have paid for those ads to come up. That service has a tool that you can get for free, and you can find out what people are searching. So you could type in, for example, migraine headaches, and it will show you what the people are actually writing and how many people are writing them. So there might be a specific term, like how to overcome migraine headaches, and you might have like 500,000 people searching that every month, or a million people every month. Or you might find that people are writing in migraine headache relief is 10 times more popular, and it also shows you how much competition there is. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about keyword research because it's a bit of an art, but Google AdWords, if you just sign up for a Google AdWords account and you play around with it, you can find out exactly what people are typing in Google. And if you use those same words, the exact same words or particular words that people are typing, and you use that in your book description and in your title, more people are going to find your book naturally. Someone might write, how do I overcome migraine headaches naturally? And if your book is called How Do I Overcome Migraine Headaches Naturally, your book is going to come up in Google, and they'll click on it and they'll go to your book, and their chances are they'll buy it because it's solving their problem. So your book description has the possibility of not only just clear pain relief, but also if you use exact words that people are typing in, then they can find it easier, you know. So they might as well do that. Give a big, clear reason why someone should buy your book. What is it that's so good about it? You know, go over it. Just write it, all the benefits, and then start adding some of these keywords in there. You know, some people go overboard with the keywords. They find out that there are like 5 or 10 words they should be using, and the whole description's just like, do you have a migraine headache? Migraine headache. Like every other word is migraine headache. That's way over the top, yeah. So you want to not totally overdo it and write these weird descriptions that have so many keywords that they don't make any sense. So just add as many keywords as you can in the flow. Somewhere between 5 to 20% of your copy could have those exact words in it, and that'll be perfect. So that's how you prime your book. It's pretty easy. You get some reviews, send it out to people, get some reviews, get it finally edited and finalized, export it to the right file format so you can upload it, pick your categories and write a description, yeah? And also, I didn't mention this, but within here you obviously need to get a cover design. So either you can do it yourself if you're a designer, or you can pay somebody on Fiverr, or you can pay someone, a professional designer, to do a really cool cover. You want to have a really good cover, because people, obviously, that whole expression, don't judge a book by a cover. Well, the truth is people do judge a book by its cover. So if you have a crap cover, no one's going to buy your book because it looks bad. Yeah, so you do need to have a good cover. You really do. I'm blessed that I actually spent like 10 years doing design work, and I'm a very good designer, so I can design really good covers for my work easy myself, and I like it. So I'm glad that that's happened. You know, I realize the value of my design skills nowadays. But you can get someone to do it for $5 on Fiverr, F-I-V-R-R.com. Find a good cover designer. You can get a good cover for $5 or $10. It's a score. So now we're into stage 4, which is publishing your book. So at this point, you're ready to actually publish your book. Hooray, hurrah, hooray. So to publish on Amazon is pretty easy. You just sign up for KDP Select. KDP Select, that's Amazon's Kindle Publishing Direct website. If you have an Amazon account, you can use exactly the same login details as you do for your usual Amazon purchases. And then you just basically publish a title. You know, Amazon has videos on how to do this. It's pretty straightforward. All you do is you say, okay, I want to publish a book. And they say, okay, sure. What's the title? You type in the title. What's the description? Type that in. You know, what categories do you want to choose? And you've already picked them, so you just add them to the thing. Where's your cover? You just upload a file to Amazon, just like you would on Facebook or another website. Just click upload and stick your cover in there. And then they ask you, how much do you want to price it? You know, I recommend pricing books at $2.99 is generally a good thing to do to start with, because $2.99 is enough for people to buy them without worrying about it too much. You'll probably just get more sales, and you can always change it later. Okay, so just make it $2.99. They'll give you 70% royalties. So if you're selling a bunch of books, then you know it all works out nicely for you. And click, 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 click. Add your bank information because they're going to pay you. This takes about 10 minutes to do. Bing, 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 And then within about 12 to 24 hours, your book appears on Amazon's store and people can buy your book, which is awesome. So if you've written a good book that's pain relief and it has keywords and it's got a good title, it's in the right categories, you'll probably get some sales already. You know, as long as you do this properly, you'll get sales. But realistically, the more sales obviously come when you do promotion, so I'm going to talk about that next. But the publishing of the book is pretty straightforward. So like I said, go upload the book, click, 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 and there it is on Amazon. Yeah, it takes about 10-15 minutes. Then if you have a website, you probably want to do like a put your book on your website so people can buy it from your website. They can click on, you know, the picture of the book, and they can go to Amazon and buy your book. Amazon has something called Author Central, which is basically your author page, and you can type in your bio, who you are, and then you can tell Amazon, that's my book. You know, so you type in the title, and they have a little button that says, this is my book, and you click on it, and what it does, it basically links your author profile to your book. So whenever you add a new book, you go into Author Central and you click on add my book, bing bing bing, and there you go. And then as soon as it's published, you want to ask those people who reviewed your book. You remember you sent out a PDF, we talked about this in the priming phase, you sent out a book to a bunch of people to give you reviews. Now you can go and email those people and say, my book's ready, can you leave your review, please? And you send them a link directly to your book. You know, Amazon has a little link. You can grab a link, URL link. Email them and say, thanks for reading my book, please leave your review. And all they have to do is click the link, go to the, you know, review scroll down and click on review, and they give you most people will give you a 5-star review, and just do that with a few people until you've got about 4 or 5 reviews, and then you can get ready to publish. Now, ideal thing I just want to mention about reviews is if people buy your book, it's a stronger review. It has something that's called an Amazon verified review. It means that someone actually bought your book. So you can normally get some of your fans or some of your friends just to buy your book for $2.99. You know, and leave you a review. It's fine. It's fine. You know, don't pay random people in other countries to do that. It's not the best ever. Just get some friends and family to do it, or some fans. Or, you know, as you get more and more people who want to read your books, it's easy to do that because, you know, they want to read your books, and you just say, leave a review, and they're like, sure, and they're happy to buy it and leave a review, you know. But starting out, you can just get your friends and family to do it. So the priming phase is pretty easy, you know. Publishing phase is pretty easy. It's just, and by the way, once you've done this stuff, like, this might sound daunting initially, but once you've done it once, it's like, it's easy, actually. It really is. What stopped me doing this back in the day is that this seemed like this terrible nightmare. I was like, oh my god, there's all these things, this is terrible, how can I do all this stuff? This is spinning me out. Now, you know, it's like click, 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 type, 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 click, 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 type, type, click, 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 done. It's done. Super easy. And you can change it later. This is the cool thing about it. What I love about self-publishing and ebooks is that you don't have to worry about them too much, because if you screw something up, you can change it. If you do, you know, if you had to get like a print run of 5,000 books, you've got to get everything perfect, because if you screw it up, you'll have 5,000 books with mistakes in them, yeah, and it's this big nightmare. So what I like about self-publishing is that you can just knock it out. A friend of mine, Tom, he's been publishing for a while now, and we did this promotion for New York Times bestseller recently, and you know, I've been inspired by him because, you know, he's one of these guys that's just like, just knock it out, knock it out, knock it out. You know, he'll just write a book, knock it out, doesn't matter. And then he's like, all right, I got 100 people buying it now, I better deal with those spelling mistakes. You know, people emailing back, oh, Tom, you got a mistake here, you got a mistake here. And he's like, all right. And he goes in and changes it and updates it. I like that idea. It's a bit sloppy in some ways, frankly, but at the same time, if you just knock your books out, just go through them, just go, okay, gonna write this book, make it as good as I can, help people, boom, out, get it out as fast as possible, because people are reading it, because it's out there, you're forced to go back and just tweak it, upgrade it, and then republish it. So this is, you know, a little bit, a lot of people don't like this kind of thing, but I feel that for us as people who just need to take action, just cranking this stuff out and then going back and refining it later is good. Putting the pressure on us, because you can spend years tweaking and fiddling around and never finishing anything, but if you just have the habit of just knocking things out, you have to make them better by doing it, you know. So That's what I personally feel is a good idea. Yeah, it's a little bit messy on some level, and that could be avoided. But at the end of the day, people don't really care all that much. If you've got a little kind of like comma in the wrong place a few times and something could be slightly tweaked, most people won't notice it. And when you first publish something, you're not going to get that many sales anyway, so it doesn't matter. But once you publish a book, it kind of forces you to think, all right, what can I do to make this better? So after you've published it, you know, and you've got a few reviews, you might want to, at that point, go back in and say, okay, is there anything else that I need to just tweak a little bit now that it's already published to get it ready before I actually promote it? because the promotion is where you drive tons of people to buy your book all in one go. So stage five. So now at this point, you have written a good book that is helping somebody. You've actually published the book. You've refined it. You've got some reviews. You've got your description, cover, and everything. It's actually there. People are buying it. It's a real thing. Now it's time to promote your book. Okay? Because just loading something up on Amazon, it doesn't guarantee tons of sales. Truth is, just like in a bookshop, like you could have, someone could put your book on a shelf, in a physical bookshelf, right? And there might be hundreds of people wandering around the bookshelf all the time, but if they don't put your book on one of those big front tables, yeah? Like, I haven't been to an actual physical bookshop in a while, because they're all shutting down everywhere, yeah? Because all the e-books have taken over, and Amazon's taken over. But, you know, if I was, when I have been in physical bookshops, I'm not going to wander around a whole shop and look at all the books, you know. I just won't even see anything. Chances are I'm only buy a book that I've already wanted. Someone probably recommended a book and I'm going to go and look for it. Or I'll see one of those books on those big tables in the front of the shop and I'll go, oh, they're promoting those, and maybe I'll see it. All the other books you won't see. So on Amazon, it's the same thing. Just putting your book up doesn't mean that anyone's going to see it and buy it. You need to get higher up in the ranks, and you also need to do promotions. Okay, so that's what this is about now, is promotion. So here's your options for promotion. Number one is email. Email is the king, frankly. So the bigger your mailing list, or the more you're going to sell. Yeah, so email is awesome. So if I write a book, I can send it to my list and I'll sell tons of books because I have a big list, yeah? So you want to build a big email list as much as you can. So JVs, joint ventures, that means where you promote someone's book, they promote your book, you know? It's like you help someone out, they'll help you out, okay? I'm going to go through these in more detail. Emails, JVs, ads, Facebook ads, Google ads. So you do some advertising for your book. Book site promotions. So there are websites nowadays that are for book readers and they do promotions to their readers. So they actually send emails out and say, hey, there's these books on sale, get them here. And so that you can pay for that service where your book is promoted to a bunch of people who want to buy books. Press releases, free sites, and countdown deals as well. I'll talk more about those. So, first thing to do for a promotion, ideally, is pick a date. You know, promotions need to be done in a short amount of time, fully focused. Okay, so that the whole point, like for example, New York Times, how do you get onto the New York Times bestseller list? That's a bit of an ambitious thing to do, by the way, but the only way to do it is to sell a certain number of books within a week. Yeah, I think it's Monday to Monday, or it might be Sunday to Sunday, I'm not sure, but within any week there's a certain number of books sold, and if you hit a certain number, then you get onto these bigger lists. New York Times, number one New York Times bestseller is like the best list to be on, right? That's hard to do because you have to sell about 12,000 books in a week. But Amazon, you can be number one in Amazon fairly easily. But the main thing is pick a date and do a proper promotion. That's essential, you know. So promotions aren't these random things that you just do. You have to pick a time. So once you've picked a date, then what you can do is, if you want to do a Kindle countdown deal, Kindle offers you the opportunity where they give your book a lower price promotion for a certain amount of time, and it can give it a bit more of an oomph in Amazon's system. they give you 5 days of countdown. So let's say your book starts off at $2.99, or it might start at $9.99, or whatever initial price is. After 30 days, you can do a countdown deal, which means that Amazon will say, all right, first day it's going to be 99 cents, and you can keep it at 99 cents for the whole time. Or you can let Amazon say, first day is 99 cents, second day is $1.99, third day is $2.99, fourth day is, goes up like that. So countdown deals can be good because they kind of put pressure on people and they can see the price and they can see that it's about to run out. So anything which is like, here's time-based and you can lose out. People are designed to like we talked about before in other audios, scarcity. If you only get a deal for a short time, people are more likely to take action. So countdown deals can be good. And again, you need to plan that because Amazon requires that you set this up in advance. So if you want to do that, then that's awesome. So let's just imagine you've got a date, whether you do a countdown deal or not, doesn't matter. If you just want to do your own promotion, you could say, my book is normally $5.99 and now I'm going to do a deal for $2.99 for the next week or whatever. Yeah, so you can create your own promotions just by changing the price manually. So in essence, pick a date, pick a kind of sale price, ideally. And then here's the strategies you can use to get your promotion out. Number one, JVs. Do you know anyone else who has a huge mailing list who would want to promote your book? Now, bear in mind that JV partners, normally you need to be on a similar level to the person. So if you've got one person on your mailing list and they've got 10,000 people and you say, if you promote my book, I'll promote yours to my one person, that's not going to work out very well, yeah? So you want to try and work with people who are at a similar level than you, or if you can promote that company's website or their products, then they'll probably promote for you anyway. So let's say, for example, you've got a book about yoga, and you're also recommending some yoga mats in that book from a particular company. You could say to them, look, I've written this book about yoga and I recommend your yoga mat all the way through and I have a link to your website. Would you be happy to promote my book on this date to your mailing list? They might say, sure. And they might send out an email that says, check out this cool book on yoga. And you get loads of sales because they emailed for you, yeah? So, like, there's basically just think, who can you create a win-win situation with so that they promote your book somehow and they win and you win and everyone's happy, yeah? So that's joint ventures where you help someone else and they help you and everyone wins. So if you can figure out people to partner with to create win-win situations, that's awesome. Next thing you can do, so you've got your dates, so they would all send out at the same time. Let's say you have two or three people, they're all emailing for you in one chunk. Second thing you could do is email your mailing list. You know, the bigger your mailing list, the better. So you could say, okay, I'm promoting this book now. You know, you get it a special deal for this week. It's on half price or whatever. And you can send out one or two emails that week to your own mailing list or people you know. You tell all your friends, buy my book on this week, you know, so I'm doing a promotion. So that's another way of doing it. It's very effective. Facebook ads, it can be extremely powerful. I've just started experimenting with that. Friends of mine, we were talking about this yesterday, where you can... Facebook is wonderful because you can basically target book buyers. You can tell Facebook to only show your ad to people who already buy books. So that's really powerful, you know, it's very targeted. So you do a little ad, a little picture that says, get my book on yoga, you know, 30 best yoga poses for losing weight. It's on sale for 7 days. And the only people who see that ad are people who buy books and who are interested in yoga. So that's really powerful. Can spend some money on that and people will click on those ads and they'll go to your book and they'll buy it. So Facebook ads might just be the best method yet for promotion, because if the cost of your ads is less than the cost of the buying the book. You know, like, so essentially, when you add, when you do the maths, if someone, let's say it costs you $50 you spend on ads and you make $55 in sales from your book, then you haven't lost any money and you're getting up there to number one. So ads need to be done just right, because you could spend $1,000 and not make any sales, possibly, yeah? But what we want to do is get it so that you're only targeting the right people, and the, if you put in $50, you want to get more than $50 worth of sales. Then you're making money, and it all works out. So my friend Adam is, you know, helps me with this stuff. He's a Facebook expert. It's a little bit complicated initially, like everything, but it's, once you know how to do it, it's pretty straightforward. Just good to know that Facebook ads, if you target book buyers only who are interested in your topic, then you know, your chances of doing well from that are enormously increased. Facebook ads is awesome. The next thing is paid promotion. So, for example, there is a company called BookBub.com. BookBub, which is basically a readers, people who read books, who like to read books, they offer their readers special promotions and discounts on books. So you can go to their website and you can say, you can submit your book. They don't receive everyone's book, they don't accept everyone's book. But if your book is a good fit for their market, then you can pay them some money. I think it's about $300, or it depends on what you're doing, but you have to pay a certain amount. And they will mail out to their list to buy your book. So you can get a lot of sales that way. So it's kind of the same. Basically, it's an email list. So it's just more emails sending out to people to go to your book. There's another one called BookGorilla.com. And there's plenty more of them. You know, you can do your research. And, you know, I'm not going to say too much here because they keep changing. And, like, you know, I don't want this to be go out of date too quickly. So there's, bottom line is, there are a lot of people, companies that will send an email for you to promote your book. And most of them want you to pay them something for it. Some of them will do it for free. So if you do all of those things, or some of those things, you're going to have a lot more sales. You know, so obviously you need to have a good book, and obviously it needs to have a good title, and obviously it needs to have a good cover. Yeah, because, and a good description, because if it doesn't, then even if you have tons of people promoting, they won't buy it because it's not a good book and it doesn't look good. So you need to make sure it looks good. So assuming you've done the things I've said, you've written a good book, you've got a good cover, you've got a good description, yeah, then when you promote these things, you'll get sales from people, for sure. And as you get sales, what happens is that your ranking goes up, and it's quite interesting. You don't need that many sales to become number one in different categories. You really don't. You might just need like 10 a day and you become number one. It depends on the category. The more competitive the category, the more sales you need, obviously. But that's why I mentioned earlier, if you put your work in a kind of small category, you can become number one very easily. Then more people see it. So you do these promotions, people buy your books, your book goes to number one. And then after that week of promotion, this is where the real test is. The real test is, once you've hit a number one spot in Amazon, does your book stay there? Or does it just disappear afterwards? Because what we want is longevity. We want to have books that Amazon kind of consumes and uses in their system, and they kind of make sales all by themselves. So there's a lot of luck in all this. There's a lot of luck, and there's a lot of random things that don't make any sense, and a lot of, you know, it's just guesswork and all sorts of things going on here. But I'm tilting the scales in your favor as much as possible here. So again, it comes back to, ultimately, is it a good book? Is it solving pain relief? Is it a pain relief book for somebody? Does it have a good title? is it something people want to read and buy and tell their friends about? Because if it is, that's really, really essential. Because if you write crap books that don't have good covers, don't have good titles, people won't tell their friends about them. Yeah. So I've bought so many books because of recommendations. You know. So you want your book to be something that's recommended. So let's assume that all those things have happened, you've done your promotion, it's hit number one, and then your promotion ends, yeah? So there's no more, like, outside influence, it's just Amazon only now. Do you want to see how close it can stay to number one in that context? And then you're good to go, you know? And then bottom line is after that, you just repeat the process with your next book to keep cranking those things out. Keep doing it over and over again. Remember, writing a book isn't something you do once. You write one book in 60 days, do a promotion, get it out there, get it to number one, get it in the system, make some money, help people, then do it again. Do it again and do it again and do it again. And so keep writing books, keep writing good books, keep writing books people want. So just last thing I'll mention is you can make more money by having other things related to your book, because a book often is, you know, it helps somebody. I mean, books are very powerful. But often people want more. So you can actually do an audio version of your book. There's something called audible.com or ACX. I actually just published a book on there this morning. ACX.com. Okay, ACX.com. It's an Amazon platform. They turn your book into an audio book. So you can pay somebody like $200 to read your book out, create, turn it into an audiobook, and get it up on Amazon. It's awesome. So you can then sell an audio version of your book. And audiobooks, funnily enough, actually are much easier to sell and have much more money in there than normal books. So once you've written a book, you can go on to acx.com, and it's really easy. You just type in your book and you say, "This is my book," and they say, "Okay, cool." And then you can either do your own audio version. I actually did one myself last week, and lo and behold, it's now up on there. They're actually reviewing it right now, and it will be up and ready to sell probably today. So this is good news. I think I was just looking at it now. I think I might have just been published, funny enough. So it's very easy. So once you've got a book, you can just either give it to someone else to record for you, or you can do it yourself. And then you can do another promotion if you wanted to, of just your audiobook version, you know. Or, you know, if you're already wanting to do an audiobook, you could do that all at the same time first. And then you promote it all at the same time, you know, so they can buy the audiobook or the physical book. You could also, you know, obviously get people on your mailing list from your book. You could offer them one-on-one coaching from your book. You know, I've had a lot of people wanting to work with me from my books. So once you have a book, it's not just a book. It's also something that can go to other things. So that's good news. Just backtrack a little bit about the promotion side of things. I kind of skipped over this, but I'm just free promoting books for free used to be better than it is now. Things have changed. So it used to be that you could do a huge free promotion and get like 10,000 downloads of your book in a week. You could pay like $300 and people would download it. Very recently that changed so that it doesn't affect. Just to explain this, in the past, what you could do is promote a book for free, have loads of people buying it for free, and then once your free promotion ended, you could charge for it, and it would then be in Amazon's system, and then would start making money and you make loads of sales because it went up to number one and stayed there. Amazon realized that people were using this free thing in the wrong way, and they changed something on their system. So now it doesn't work like it used to. Nowadays, if you do a free promotion and then you turn it on and make your book paid again, you don't get the sales you used to. In the past, you might have like 500 sales straight away next day. But Amazon kind of got clued onto that and stopped it. So that's kind of devastated a lot of people, and sort of just everyone was freaked out by that. So I don't necessarily recommend free promotions as like the ultimate strategy anymore, because it doesn't work as well. It's still good if you want to get people to read your book. It's still good if you want to get lots of promotions. So there's still some benefit in there, because you can say, I have 100,000 downloads. That's still impressive. But people buying a book is better than people getting a free book, because a lot of time people get a free book, they won't read it. So ultimately, I recommend doing paid promotions more than free ones, although you can still do a free promotion if you want to. Amazon has a free promotion opportunity, and you can do that if you like. Now, you can also do press releases. There's lots of companies promoting press releases, but the problem is a lot of these press releases don't work, frankly. There's a lot of scam press releases, and they're putting these press releases on random websites that no one goes to. It's pointless. So you want to make sure that if you are going to do a press release about your book, that there's some kind of proof that this actually works, and some statistics and some evidence that they're actually doing a press release in a place where real people are really reading it. Because they can say things like, you will post your press release on these 500 websites, and they're just 500 pointless websites and no one sees, so it doesn't mean anything to you. But if they did a press release and it was on, on the New York Times, or if it was on like the Huffington Post or something, then that would be read and it probably would get you sales. So just be slightly cautious of press releases. I think it's a bit overrated, and unless it's the real deal, it's not going to work. So I'd much rather put money into Facebook ads and paid promotions and email lists than I would in press releases and free stuff. That's why things used to be different, now they change. So this is the latest. So just to recap this whole thing, I hope you're not overwhelmed and your brain hasn't exploded yet. I'm kind of condensing years worth of research into 2 hours. So why do you want to write a book? To help people, to make money, to make a difference. Prepare your book. Find a book that you want to write that actually helps other people. Come up with the steps and the stages. The next one is produce the best ever book. Figure out how can you help someone go from pain to pleasure? How can you go from suffering to a result? How can you help someone in their life? Break it up step by step. Write your first draft, write your second draft, write your third draft. And get it ready to get the book finished. Then you do the priming, where you get your book title, you refine the title, you refine the book, you get it edited, you get the keywords, get the cover, set up the file for Amazon and all that stuff, so that it's actually ready to go. Then you go on Amazon and you upload the file, click, promote, publish the book, get a few reviews from friends and family and fans, and then refine it a bit more. So you have the book now on Amazon that's got a good cover and everything. Then you do a promotion. Promote for a week. That knocks your book up to number one. If it's a good book and you've done everything right, it will stay up there. And you can also, of course, do an audio book, and you can have other things related to your book as well. And then you do it again, and you do it again, you do it again, and you do it again. And after a while, it creates full-time income, and you can get paid from it, and you can create clients. It just takes patience, perseverance, love, and a little bit of technical know-how, but not very much. This is pretty basic technical stuff here. Like, there's much more complicated technical things that are way worse than this. This is most of the time it's click, click, click. It's just click, click, click. It doesn't require any code, doesn't require all this nasty stuff. It's just uploading things and clicking stuff, really. That's basically the technical extent of it, is just pressing buttons. It's not hardcore stuff. So there you have it. From an idea to paid author, best-selling author. I hope this was helpful to you. You might want to go back and re-listen to this. And of course, you know, if you want more help in more detail about any of these steps, because there's obviously a lot here, then there's other opportunities for that as well that you can find out about. But I hope this is helpful to help you getting on the case and actually making it happen in 60 days or less. So go and write some awesome books. Have fun. And help people and get paid. Yay.